Lord, you know without you, I'm nothing. And I'm so aware, Lord Jesus, of your love. I'm so aware, Father God, of your presence. I'm so aware, Father God, that you are the creator. You are the one, Lord, who made us, Father God. Lord, it's for your glory, Lord God. And I thank you this morning, Father God, for using me, Lord. Because you know, Father God, if I need to choose me, I wouldn't have, Father. But thank you, Lord, that you love us. Thank you, Father God, that you see us. Thank you, Lord, that we are important for you, Lord. And this morning, Lord Jesus, I pray for each and everyone in church, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you will touch them, Lord. That they are not here for me, Lord, that they are here for you, Lord God. Father, we hunger and we thirst after you, Father. I thank you so much, Lord God, that I can agree with Rosita, Father God, that you are the miracle worker. Lord, you know what each and everyone needs. Maybe my needs, Lord, it's not the other one. But we need you, Lord. We all need you. May you be glorified in this place, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I wish I can preach with my eyes closed. I love praying so much. Sometimes in the prayer meeting, I think to myself, maybe the people think, oh my, Liesl is praying a half an hour and everyone needs a chance. But if I can do everything with closed eyes, I will do it. Because you, sometimes people staring at you and you say, oh my God. Thank you, Lord. This week, the Lord really laid on my heart to speak on our identity in Him. And Rosita and Christy already touched on it. And I'm so grateful because then I know, Holy Spirit, that we are in line with each other. Before I start, the scripture, I've got a lot of scriptures that I love. The whole Bible is beautiful. That is what Stefan just said. But sometimes you want to read some scriptures. The first scripture, this is not, I don't think it's part of my sermon, but as we were worshiping, this scripture just dropped in my heart. And this is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, from verse 3. Blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ in Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. We didn't choose us. We didn't choose ourselves. The Lord Jesus, He looks at us before the foundation of the world. And I mean before the foundation of the world means that He didn't not even said, let there be light. But He was thinking of us. And this week again, as I ponder on it, I said to myself, Lord, so many of us are without parents, but even the adoption coming from the Lord, He adopted us to be His sons and daughters. We are His workmanship. We belong to God. And you know, that gives me such a boldness to know that I belong to Him. You know, not everyone is looking, sounding the same. And people judge you according to who you are, according to how you look, according to your job. But then Jesus, He looks at us and He chooses us. People, you know, we are in such a mess our life sometimes that we will never choose us. You will never choose you because I would never think that the Lord Jesus would choose me. Because I'm nobody. I was like somebody who's sitting at the tree say, I'm the least of the tribe, as Gideon say. I'm nobody. I want to share a little bit of my testimony. Because it goes into what God wants me to just share with you guys. I was grown up like, you know, if you grow up without the Lord Jesus. People, if you don't have children yet, please receive the Lord Jesus in your lives. You don't know how messed up your children can be if they are not raised in Christ. You know, I this morning my heart was filled with so much. You know, I can see how the Lord looked at us as I look at Ashante, my baby, that lead us in worship. Because if it was not for the Lord that saved my soul, where would my child have been? We wait until we are 50, 60 to come to Christ if our parents don't serve the Lord. They done their best. They do what they can, but we need the direction of the Bible. We need the direction of Christ. You know, where we come from, we go to church. The Bible was open. And the dominee reads the Bible. And there we left. We go home. Next week, you can open that Bible. Your Bible is so clean, stiff. The Bible, we don't open the Bible. It's only the dominee that knows what's going on. You don't know. I thought it was like that. I thought, who am I to read the Bible? And you know, when I receive revelation from the Lord, I'm like, this is food for my soul. I can't go without this. I can't go without reading scripture. I'm not alive without this book. And yet, this book is sometimes just a book. And without the Spirit of the Lord, this is just the book. Because it's the Spirit of the Lord that quickens whatever we see inside of this book. Sometimes people say, but I can't do this. I'm afraid of this. Can I tell you why we're afraid? We receive our boldness from Him. And He is the Word. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word Himself is God. So without reading this, we won't have boldness. We can't do stuff. We will say, oh no, that's not for me. And that is where I'm coming from. Guys, Derek, can you tell me what, except for forward, what will you call an English word for verwant? Related. Verwant. Forward. Yeah. Yeah. Now that was my word. You know, wherever I go, people call me, oh, this little child. She's so forward. What are you doing here? Why are you here? You're so loud. You know, guys, I am loud. You can hear it when I'm worshiping. I'm loud. But God made me this way. God made me this way. I'm not the softest one. You know, even my mom, Mama said to me, hi. You're too loud. But you know what? After some years, that stuff defines you. You come to places, and now you think, I need to be quiet because I'm too forward. Who say this one likes it? Who say that one likes it? But you know what? I met the Lord Jesus Christ. And in His Word, I start seeing, this is a man that loves me just as I am. Because He created me. He made me loud. He made me forward. It's for His own pleasures that I'm forward. Because can I tell you, if I was not forward, who will go into the dark places? Who will go into places where people are ticking, where people are dying, into hospitals where nobody cares? He needs somebody who are verwant to do that. Because you, that maybe are more prim and proper, you say, I can't go into this hospital. People are dying. The smell, I can't stand it. But me and my favante, I'm going into that places for the glory of God. It's not for me. It's for Him. It's to let His kingdom come. And God uses us no matter who we are, what we are struggling with. You know, Because our weaknesses is made perfect in His strength. And we are weak, guys. We are all so weak. But we can go to the well. And He's going to give us the strength to move forward. We can't save ourselves. We can't change who we are. So I can tell you guys, if you are loud like me, amen for that. I came to this church, and everybody in this church are a bit softer than me. And I need to worship like this. And I said, Lord, please help me. Is this the right place, Father? I can't be here, Lord. Because I want to shout, Lord. I want to dance, Lord. And the people is not like this. But God, whom Johnny Bell, he used to sit here. And one morning he came to me and he said to me, daughter, I hear in the spirit that you want to speak up. I want you to do it. He said to me in Afrikaans, my kind, moenie sag wees vir ons nie. Moenie stil wees vir ons nie, maar wakker vir ons aan met wat die Here vir jou gegee het. The Lord sent me to this church. I love this church. I love my brothers and my sisters. If I was not here, maybe there was a void. We go after the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. So no matter how I ask, why are you sending me to a church where people are softer than me? He said, you've got a purpose to be there. In 2016, Pastor Tien said to me, Liesel, our church, we have pastors, we have prophets, we have teachers, but we have a little evangelist. And the Lord said to me, I need to appoint you as the evangelist of this church. And I said to him, whoa, 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 please. Please, please, Pastor, don't put a label on me. I'm just a child of God. I don't want this and that. And you know, people walk with these labels of prophets and evangelists. I don't know if they even do what God called them, but the label. Sometimes we get a label and then we stuck in doing what God wants us to do. And I said to him, don't put a label on me. And he said to me, Liesel, we need to pass with Johnny Bell. We need to pass Dale. Dale was the elder that time. Tani Blanche's son. And as me and Tiens come to them, they had a meeting. I'm with Saline. I'm not in the meeting. And Tiens said to me, you know what? I said to Johnny and Johnny Bell, oh my word, is there some old folk that love Jesus? I said to Derek and Rosita, my Tani Joanne, oh, I love these people. They are so old, guys. But they love the Lord. And in that, they stay young. Their strength becomes renewed day after day because they serve Christ. Some of us are so young and yet so old and tired. Because we don't serve the Lord. There's no place that they are not. They only one night in the week where they are off, and that's Monday evenings. Otherwise, from Bible school through prayer meeting, it's church, you know? And I honor you for that. Johnny Bell and Tani Delesti, they're not here. I honor them for the door that they opened for me in this church. Because when Tien said to him, Johnny, this is what the Lord said to me. We need to pray. And Johnny said, Liesel, she's a fireball. We will appoint her. And I came from my former church. And people said to me, hey, you don't think you're going to preach in this church. And I said, I don't come for that. I come because I'm broken. I come because people chase me away because I got baptized. I don't want to do stuff. I just want to sit in my corner and serve the Lord. But if God choose you, you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. You can't hide. So in this church, I sit at the back at the church the first day as I enter the church. And now I heard about speaking in tongues. You know, I want everything the Bible give unto us. The people read about the baptism and they said, I can't get baptized. And I said, but the Lord Jesus himself, he was baptized. The people chased me away because they said, you don't have respect for your parents. They baptized you when you was a child. I didn't even know what it means. I know nothing. I want to get baptized. So I ran away because I was not satisfied with only the dominie reading the Bible. I said, Lord, if this is it, I don't want to be saved. There's too much in your word. So I enter this church, and you know what? This was the first day Tiens was in this church that morning. So he said he feel in his spirit there's somebody want to be baptized in the spirit. You know, guys, I said, it's me. He said, you need to wait until the service is done. I said, I don't want to wait. You need to do this now. I was afraid that maybe if it's later, I can't get it. But you know what the Lord showed me? It's about being hungry for him. Hungry for what the Lord has for us. Sometimes we are forward. But this morning, I want to encourage you, be forward if it is for the grace of God, for the things that God has for us. God loves us. God loves us. He sees us. In Psalm 139, verse 13, David, he wrote this, and he said, for you formed me, formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Before I even see anything, he saw me in my mother's womb. We are important for Jesus. We can do whatever we want for Jesus. This morning, Rosita said to me, as she was speaking, she talked about David. You know, David is character on his own. David is such a humble guy that I sometimes say to myself, Lord, I want to be like David. David was not perfect, but David knows his identity in the Lord Jesus. And this morning, the sermon, the title of my sermon is The Beauty of Knowing Your identity. If we know whose we are, we can do anything. We can jump through a hoop. People will tell you, no, you can't do this. But if you listen to what God says about you, God has the last, he has the last say about you. You know, I write all the scriptures down, but I want to read it in my Bible. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. We all know the scripture, but it was just so beautiful again this week to read it. Jeremiah chapter 1. I want to read from verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Verse 4 says, then the word of the Lord came saying. There's so many words that we listen to. But if we are listening to what God says about us, that makes the change in our lives. People say you forward. People say this and that of you. But if the Lord says that before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you, then you can start believing it. I close my eyes. You know, in the Afrikaans Bible, there's one scripture that are more beautiful than English. And it is, toe jy nog net 'n ongevormde klomp was.
Oh, wow.
So your leg was here, your nose was there, your eyes was there. Everything was there. And then he came and he put it all together. Oh, God. Isn't God beautiful? God put it all together. We were just a mess. And then he came and he said, you know what? Your nose needs to be here. Imagine my nose, well, where my eyes are or where my ears are. But God feels it beautiful to make my nose this way. David was the shepherd boy. And the thing that I want to tell us this morning about us, we take offense too easily. We disqualify ourselves too easily. If we read in the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, there was a whole story. But what was beautiful of the story was that Jesse had 7 sons. Jesse had 8 sons. 7 appeared before Samuel. Only 7. You know, as I was reading that, I said, Lord, so many of us were unseen by people, even by our own parents. David was not invited. David was not invited. They didn't even think about him. He was not a thought. If it was not for the Lord, Samuel would look like the first one. Oh, wow, this guy. This needs to be the guy. And this is how we do. You looked at me and you say, what? No. Go, you're not the one. And now the president is coming in. You're like, whoa, get the bottles of water ready. Get everything ready. This is him. But God doesn't look to us that way. That's why I love him, guys. That's why I will serve him, guys. That's why I will give him my everything. Because he don't look like a man. Look to me. He loves us. He knows I can use that little bit that's inside of you. I can use to change a nation. That little bit that's inside of us, he can use. And you know what? A lot of us sitting here, we are dormant inside because somebody disqualifies us. People say, no, you can't do that. Who are you now to come? So now you believe it and you say, okay, I will leave that. David was not like that. When eventually the guys remember him, after the Lord said to Samuel, this one, and we all know the scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. The Lord looks on the heart. He rejected the beautiful eldest brother of David. And if we read in chapter 17, we will see this brother, he is verwant like me. Because he said to David, what are you doing here again? Because jealousy arose when we don't do what the Lord has called us to do. But when somebody else stepped up, now I'm saying, oh, what are you doing here? Who are you? We don't take action when the Lord called us. But when somebody else stepped up, now you see anger kindled in our hearts. Who are you now? But if you know your identity like David didn't feel, okay, they call me now, and now I'm offended, so I don't go. No! David come ran in, and the Bible said he looked ruddy, and I was like, what is this word? He's red in color, and he's handsome, the Bible said. Beautiful eyes and handsome. So this handsome come in, young boy, with no offense. He's a shepherd boy, but it's okay. Because in that moment in the fields, he had a ball of a time with Jesus, with the Lord, with God. He has the time of his life writing poems, singing songs, singing praises unto the Lord. David was not offended like I am when nobody took. You would come in and say, no, don't call me now. The party's over. And miss what God has for you. Who didn't tell us that God left him to check his attitude, to check his heart? Maybe God leave us a little bit longer to check our attitudes and to check our hearts. We can be far, but God said, no, it's not the time yet. But don't disqualify yourself. You say, no, I don't go for the job because maybe I don't know this and I don't know that. You can do anything through Christ who strengthens you. You can do it. They appointed David as king of Israel. When you go to the Bible and you read in chapter 17 again, you're like, what? This guy is busy with the sheep again, and he's a king. Look at the humility of David's heart. When people appoint me as king, no, I want to be king now. I can't go back to where I'm coming from. But David enjoyed the sheep. He enjoyed being that shepherd boy. He knows what he gets in the field. And in chapter 17, there were some points that I just looked at and I want to share it with you guys. I think this is where we are sometimes. I read in chapter 17 a lot of things that just grabbed my heart. It was the story about how Goliath just come onto the Israelites and shouted at them and then. And David was not there again. He was not ready for battle. He was at home. But then his father sent him to bring some stuff for his brothers. So here David is again. And that is where we pick up the story again in verse 28. And I want to read it. Now Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and the evil of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. Why have you come down? And with who have you left that few sheep? When I read that, your few sheep, that is how some people look down on your job. Your job are too little. Oh, are you just working there on the streets? Oh, are you doing this? That is how sometimes people belittle us. People don't want you to be at the place that God wants you. You came for that thing that God sent you, and somebody asked you, what are you doing here? And now you think, oh, I want to join the worship band, but now somebody asked me, what are you doing here? And then you disqualify yourself, you walk out. But David was not some of them. David was the one saying, I'm turning my back on you asking me this question, and I'm going to somebody else. Maybe in church, there's somebody else that wants to help you. Just walk away if the first one say, oh no, I can't help you. Go to the next one. That was what David did. David went to the next guy. And the guys tell David, you know what? You will get a reward if you do this. There is a reward in what we sometimes turn from. Sometimes we feel, I can't do it. And that is where the Lord wants you. So David has this beautiful way of doing things. Wherever he comes, people can say, no, David. You need to go. Because in that same line, in verse 33, Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. Because you don't know me, you can say, I can do what the Lord has called me to do. Sometimes we don't know each other. I don't know everyone in church. I don't want everyone to know me or to listen to me. But because of that, it's not that the Lord don't know me. It's not that the Lord don't send me. And that is what happened to David. David started telling this guy, you know what? With the strength that's inside of me from my God, yo, I kill a bear. I killed a lion. And so many of us this morning has lions and bears that we have killed, but nobody knows about me. So now they look at me and say, no, you're too small, you're too young, you can't do this. God called us this morning to stand up from that place of telling people, I can't do it. Sometimes we use the excuse, I can't do it. The Lord wants us to wake up this morning and stand up and say, God, if you use somebody like Liesl, what's wrong with me? I can do it as well. You know, a lot of us, once the mic, I think for me, I can't speak for other people, but for me, to get the scriptures together and preach the word, I think it's more easy than go into the job. Because people don't want to go out there. It's good to stand here, but we don't want to do it there. I want to share this testimony with you. I worked at the TB clinic in Paul, Soonstral. And me and my team, we go there, and we met a dwomini at this place. I won't name him. I think many people know him. And this dwomini come, and he asked me, where are you from? What is your name? And I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, some people is this and that ministry, so wow, wow. I said, no, we don't have a name. We just come here in love, to love these people. And he say, can I? He don't want to approach me with the team. I don't know if he was shy or what, but he called me aside and he said to me, you know what? I'm so grateful that the Lord sent you into this place to bring back my salvation. Because I'm a dwomini, and not once I prayed for this people. The people died in this place. And when you enter into this place, I see the light of Christ coming with you, and people are not dying anymore. People come to salvation. This place is not smelly anymore, because that place smelled like death as we enter that place. But a man of God was in that place and did nothing. Maybe the Lord sent you this week to go to one place. We're not you just go to save the people, but we save the men of God that are working there and don't really work there. Because the work of us as God's servants is to collect souls for the kingdom. We need to tell the people what God did for me, He wants to do for you. People don't want to come to church. People don't want to get saved anymore. Because they look at the Christian and they're like, what? Look at you. What's going on? I can't be a Christian. Because you fighting each other, doing stuff. You're not saying, thank you, Lord, that you made me this and I will do what you called me for. Offense come. We become jealous of each other. We do stuff that are crazy in church. But God said, I called you for this. Do that well. Do what He has called you. Do it well. You know how I admire Marguerite and Juanita and all the people doing the flowers. And I said to myself, wow, I can't do this. But thank God for such beautiful women in our church that can do that. It's beautiful if we can admire our brother and our sister's work in the kingdom. That's identity. You know your Father. You know what He has for you, so you won't be jealous. You know, I met Christy. Ah, Christy's such a beautiful. You know, I love you, Chris. She was the one doing the offering. And she just came from London. And now I look into this beautiful eyes and I said to myself, whoa, I just want to love Chris. And I said, you know, Christy's such a beauty. You see it in her eyes, that beauty coming up. Soft, gentle, and I want to love her. And I said to Fiona, you know, Fiona, I love. And she said, no, Liesl, you love everyone. You love everyone. And coming from my dear sister, that's a compliment. Because we need to, if we walk out there, people need to know you for the love that you have for each other. People are dying People are sick. People struggle. And the only thing that we all need is somebody to love you. Somebody to encourage you. Somebody to tell you, my brother, my sister, you can do that. And this is what I want to tell you this morning. Every one of you in church, you can do it. You can do it. Maybe you feel, oh, it feels like I'm backsliding. You know what? Backsliding is not a joke. Every Christian was at a place that they feel, oh, I'm not where I need to be. If I need to tell you my stories, that will be for other sermon. But God, He picks us up every time. He picks us up every time. A lot was said about David. But remember, guys, David was no saint. David was a murderer. David was a liar. David was an adulterer. Not that I come to badmouth him. But I want to tell you, because of his humility, David keeps short account with the Lord. David understands the need of repentance. We sit here, we know we are doing wrong. But we walk for years and years with the stuff. And the offense is killing us. And that is what keeps us from what God has for us. Where we can say, friend, I'm sorry. I'm only a human. David Wright, he wrote that psalm of Psalm 51. Where David asked the Lord to forgive him. Because David knows that without repentance, we all are stuck. We can't move. Sometimes we think, you know, it's easy for Liesl to talk because she knows this and she goes that. See, but as I tell you this morning, every one of us has his own struggles. For me to stand in front of you, knowing that my husband doesn't serve the Lord, why should I now say, oh, I can't serve the Lord because I feel so sorry for myself? Guys, I'm going to stand in front of the Lord alone. And I'm going to give account of my life. And maybe the Lord said, let him be. I love him. I know the time. Because if I save him now, who tells me you are going out the same as you do now? Maybe then you will become a couch potato then. God knows it. We don't know. Our lives are, we are struggling with many things. But some of that things is not just the devil. It's God trying to get us in line with him. Sometimes we suffer. We don't know, Lord, what is happening now? God wants to draw you close to him. 2 weeks ago, I had some heavy flu. I got sick and I was in bed. You know, I came out of that week of sickness better than I go in. Because God wants me with him. You know, sometimes you can get so busy with the stuff of God and forget about God. But he is the only one that can sustain us. He don't just want to heal us physically. He wants to heal us spiritually. And we need to go to him to understand that we need him. Sometimes we don't know we need him because we're busy. We need him. David had sin just like us. But because he understands that he need God, he went back to God. May we understand today that if you know who your father is, if you know your identity, you won't be ashamed of who you are. You won't go into places afraid. You can go in afraid, but not just drop it. Sometimes the Lord wants us to be afraid, but he will go with us. He loves you too much. He hanged on a cross so that you can arise and become who he has called you to be. This morning, it's not just again coming to church. This morning, I think we need to check our hearts to know, am I in my lane? Am I in right standing with God? Do I know my identity? Or am I jealous of my sister and my brother? Rest assured this morning, your sister or your brother brother is not better than you. God called you. He chose you for the job. You go to your job tomorrow. You said, no, I am his beloved. We work with a lot of unsaved people, and they are much higher than us. Because before you come to Christ, you are so forward. And when you're with Christ, oh, no, I'm like this. No. Soos jy is, so roep jy. You worked for the devil, and you were fierce, and you had a fighting spirit. Now you come to Christ, and you sit like this. Not me, guys. The same way that he get me out of the world, the same passion, I will go for Christ. Amen. We can do that. He is the one giving us the strength to do it. There's no one that are small in this room. There's no one who can't do it. There is a passion inside of you. Fight back with what you have inside. Don't let anyone tell you, you can't do this. Because God says, I have created you for such a time as now. May God bless all of you. This morning, really, this is not just words. I want to invite you to come to the Lord of who he made you to be. There's a lot of us. The longer we are with God, the further away we go. God wants to invite us back. You were on fire for the Lord. You had plans for Jesus. But because somebody say, no, you can't do it, you step back. It's your time this morning to stand up and say, God, I thank you that I can come back to you. You won't get this opportunity out there because the world will keep you there. It's in church that you will see, oh my word, I can be somebody. Because here is the place where God sees the true identity and you are called to serve him. You are called for his good pleasures. To be set apart. No matter if that one and that one don't like you, don't love you, they said you are nothing. God said this morning, maybe you were somebody that feels, no, this is not for me. God said this is for you. There's something burning in your heart as I'm speaking that God wants to tell you you can do. But because of pain, because of belittling, because of all these things, you shy back. The Lord is here. The Lord has a way of enjoying us like we will never understand. He enjoys you. I was walking along the roads in Paul, from Paul Hospital to the traffic department. Not because I want to, but it was COVID. And I went with my mom and they said, you can't come into the hospital. And I said, Lord, I've got a whole hour. What am I going to do with this? I'm not going to sit here because they don't want me to come into the hospital. So I walked because my license needs to renew and I think maybe I can go there. A long story because I was lost and I walked through stuff and get a little boy walking to school alone and I put him on my back and I walked with him till he said, this is my school. And I said to the Lord, if it was only for this boy, it was okay. But it was not only for that boy. That day, as I was walking, I had a new encounter with the Lord Jesus. It was the 22nd of September, and my birthday is on the 25th. And you know, as I was walking, I feel the Lord start ministering to me and tell me, you know, this 3 days was the most exciting days in my life, knowing that you will come to this earth. I want to leave it with you. I break down and cry in the middle of the streets. People were hooting, and what's wrong with you? I can't stand. Because the Holy Spirit delivered that message to me. I was so happy days before you enter into this world. And that is what he wants to tell every one of you. He's happy for you entering this world. You are not a mistake. You are not just here. You are here because he wants you here. And he's got a purpose for you. May you start walking in what God has for you. Don't say, there's a lot of evangelists. What will I do now? The body of Christ needs each and every one of us. Amen. Father, I thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you so much for all your children, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father God, that the fire of our first love will come to us again this morning, Father God. Lord, that we will know, Lord Jesus, that we can be like David. Nobody did even see us, Father God, but you saw us. You bring us, Father God, out of the darkness into your marvelous light. I pray this morning, Father God, that your children will stand up. That your children will come to you. Soften our hearts, Father. Help us to repent, Lord Jesus, of thinking you are too small to choose us, to change us. This morning, Father God, I know we can do everything through you strengthening us. Let your kingdom come in our hearts this morning. And let your will, Lord, only your will be done. In Jesus' name.